la chiamo Gloria. Gloria sui tuoi fianchi, la mattina nasce il sole, entra odio ed esce amore.
Got fish in their pockets, so I won't do axe anymore. I was doing a seal.
I want to hear Stayin' Alive in Italian.
No one has Stayin' Alive. I'm sure there is. I'll find it if it is. I want to thank Joan and Lee for the gift of poinsettias this past Christmas. You know, I had gifts on my doorstep, and Joan and Lee, I love you guys from Stratford. And if you live in the local area and you want to call me up here at the radio station, if you live in the greater Bridgeport, Fairfield County, Connecticut area, it's 203. Wait, you just crumbling yourself up there? You're kind of crunchy today.
Aye, aye, sir.
I'm crazy about my Joni, who's answering the phone at home on the 800 number. That's 1-877-377-8838. But we do have a local number. If you'd like to call, it's 203-367-4395. That's 203-367-4395. That's local in Connecticut. If you want to call, I'll put you on the radio with me. Isn't that a charge or what? By the way, call Joni. She's putting together a trip to Italy for all of us. We're all going to go. And that's in October. If you'd like to know more, give you her name, your name, and a phone number and address, all right? And say hello to Joni for me, Cucchini, and tell her. She, you know, Joni Cucchini is famous. She in Broadway, she was the emergency seamstress. She used to stand backstage with this big pincushion, and in it had needles with different color thread, sequins and stuff, depending upon costumes on stage. If someone ripped a costume in the middle of the play during intermission or whatever, she would give them an emergency fixer-upper. Then she went on to television, the early days of CBS shows, like Roberta Sherwood was singing, and the camera, her bodice opened up, and the camera had to go close up on her face while Joni had to run. Literally, they picked her up because she's tiny. And she literally grappled her around her waist with her legs and had to fix the bodice on her, sew it together so it wouldn't fall anymore.
I love your stories. I
mean, it's true.
It's a plethora of information.
Anyway, that's Joan. You want to say hello to Joni, you call the 800 number, 1-877-377-8838. Or local number, Connecticut number, 203-367-4395. Do I have music or do I? Oh, yeah. This is all about food, okay? If you're Italian, you're going to hear every food any Italian has ever eaten. From fried calamari to lasagna to anything made with cheese or macaron or con ragu, the vegetables, everything. Cucuz. Come on. Even Jack would love that.
Chiette alla parese, tortellini alla bolognese.
A lui ci piace magna.
Salti in bocca alla romana, melanzane alla parmigiana.
A lui ci piace magna.
Cotoletta alla milanese, e porchetto alla nuorese.
A lui ci piace magna.
Con il fegato alla veneziana, i cannoli alla siciliana.
A noi ci piace mangiare.
Se le anguille son di Comacchio, dall'Abruzzo viene l'abbacchio.
A noi ci piace magna.
La polenta alla Valsugana, con le olive alla Scolana.
A noi ci piace magna.
Con il pesto alla Genovese, l'insalata sarà caprese.
A noi ci piace magna.
Coccoli alla foggiana e fiori alla napolitana.
A noi ci piace magna. A noi ci piace.
A noi ci piace.
A noi ci piace.
A noi ci piace.
A noi ci piace. A noi ci piace. A noi ci piace magna.
Le Fiorentina, baccalà e alla Vicentina.
A noi ci piace bagnare.
Bucatini alla Matriciana, medaglioni alla Valdostana.
A noi ci piace bagnare.
Come buona, gustosa e sana, sta cucina tutta italiana.
A noi ci piace bagnare.
E per
Gesù, mi scudava proprio la U.
A lui ci piace mangiare, a lui ci piace, a lui ci piace, a lui ci piace mangiare. A lui ci piace, a lui ci piace, a lui ci piace
stuff. Now I'm ready for dessert, but don't expect to go to an Italian restaurant and think they're going to serve dessert and coffee at the end of your meal. That's not how they do it, man. They'll serve you a salad. You'll eat a salad. Dessert and coffee, that's at midnight after they wake up from their siesta. That's after 8 o'clock, man. The bars, you know, they have these little bars. Bars are actually places to get espresso. Man, you want to talk about staying awake for a day and a half. But that's why those men are so, you know, Italian men, they say, are hot. It's actually, they're on a caffeine high. No, it's true. Now, I can't understand how someone could drink so much caffeine or concentrated caffeine the way they do it in Italy and get a good night's sleep. I couldn't. I'd be turning and twisting.
The stronger stuff, too.
The strong stuff. I'm talking about. Ooh, man.
Kick you.
Whew, like Medaglia d'Oro. My Aunt Mary used to buy Medaglia d'Oro. And they didn't call it espresso. They used to call it demitasse.
Yes.
Would you like a demitasse?
Yes.
They had the double Comerciglian made out of aluminum. I'm bringing memories back to you.
I still have one of those.
Nana Francis. My gosh.
Your mother, no?
No, my grandmother, Nana Francis.
No.
I have one. Yes,
you have.
My wife's not that old, though.
No, but you know what I'm talking about.
I know exactly what you're
talking
about.
You put the water in the bottom.
Yeah.
The coffee on the top. It's sort of like a percolator.
Yes.
But it's different with the demitasse.
Yes.
Woo! Nelly!
Demitasse cups.
Demitasse cups, the little cups.
Is that in the closet, Deb?
No, it's not in the closet.
Demitasse. You see, demitasse is almost like a French version of a tazza, like I'm going to get tazza cafe. You know, let's have a cup of coffee. A tazza cafe. Tazza. Demi means, you know, un poquito, smaller.
Poquito.
I'm going to get a small cup of coffee, demitasse. That's what basically that means.
She's going to pull it down because I've never had it. Nana Francis used to make it, but I was too small to drink it. Next time you're over, Debbie's going to pull it down.
I'd love a nice... Oh. And now, you know, they make cappuccino out of it with the steamed milk. Oh, man, you like cappuccino, don't you, Bobby? Ain't nothing like cappuccino in Italy, though.
Oh, yeah.
Made with real milk.
Goat's milk.
And mozzarella, goat's milk. And the mozzarella is made with the water buffalo.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah, buffalo's milk.
I didn't know that.
Oh, the buffalo's milk mozzarella is creamier and delicious. It's a little bit on the watery side, and it doesn't last long like the mozzarella we have here.
Yeah.
And it's a lot tastier. The mozzarella cheese in Italy is to die for with buffalo mozzarella. Yeah. Some places here have it. They get it imported, but it doesn't last long.
Is it imported or deported?
You're the one that's deported. The cheese is imported.
I knew it was one.